You are recognized.
Madam Chair.
I represent Representative Artillis' greatest fear. I am Robert Sullivan. I am a transgendered individual. I have not completed my transition. Transition is a long-running process. I have a child who's 18 who's studying neuroscience at the University of Florida. I volunteer at Ready for Life with foster children who age out of the caregiving program when they have no safety net. I work in the IT industry. I'm a business owner. I'm a Republican. I see this bill as affecting not just my business, my partner's business. If I go to use the restroom, everybody in that restroom has the ability to sue me, my family, affect my child, affect my reputation. Everything can be taken away from me. I live in the town of Celebration. I've worked damn hard to be in this town. But people believe I'm not a protected class. You know, my father was in the military. I worked as a defense contractor with Lockheed Northrop Grumman to help defend this country and its freedoms. You all just don't get it. I'm so scared of all of you. You can put me in jail for being me. This bill is government intrusion at its worst. The company I currently work for, I'm Cindy Sullivan. They respect me. They let me use the restroom, the women's restroom, and only the women's restroom. This bill would require them to ID me at the door and have me go to a different location, breaking my workplace harmony, my job security. I've dealt with bullies in high school. They're bigger, they're stronger, they're meaner. And this is what I'm still suffering. I had primary custody of my child, and I had to keep it quiet for who I was, because heaven forbid I be gay, because gay parents don't make good primary custodial parents. I've read the Bible. I was a youth leader in the Presbyterian Church. But if I transition, that can't be anymore. So I sacrificed faith to be who I am. Neuroscience has shown, there's biological studies that show that this is a condition that is normal in a human existence. MRI scanning of brains have noticed certain sections of the brain match that of the female anatomy. Trans men, who are women who want to become men, are they not, you guys make a flippant attitude about a woman in the restroom? Is that okay? Imagine me being in the women's restroom, sir. Imagine the harassment I would suffer. You don't think I've ever been stalked? Objectified? Sexualized? Where's my safe place to run to for me? Oh, that's right. I'm not a protected class. I'm a throwaway piece of trash in this country of freedom and liberty and respect. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be here and get emotional. But this is emotional. So I'm sorry, Madam Chair. Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you have any questions?
We know this is very emotional, and we appreciate you standing up. It's a very brave thing to do. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony.